We are concluding the 13th parak. We're in the middle of Mishnah Ches. We've been discussing in this Mishnah that when it comes to catching the dam, the blood, into a kli shoreis or into two vessels, the various status of both of them, in the event that one would take that which is fit to be used in the Beit HaMikdash, in the temple, and to take it b'chutz, outside. So in this, the Mishnah says, l'mah ha'davar damo, to what can this be compared to? L'mah frish chatosu v'avda. This, we said this sentence yesterday. L'mah frish chatosu v'avda. A person had a chatos, he had an actual animal, and he wished to bring it as a sin offering, v'avda, but it got lost. Because he still had to receive a kapara, an atonement for the chet that he had committed, therefore he took another animal in its stead. Somehow he found the first animal. So the halacha is that they're both standing here. In other words, he now has the right to take whichever one he wishes in order to achieve the kapara that he wishes to achieve. So shachat shtehen b'fnim pater. Even though he should not do so, because he only really is obligated to bring one, if he did slaughter both of them inside, namely in the Beit HaMikdash, pater, then he's not going to be held accountable for doing anything wrong as far as bringing anything outside, because he didn't. He shouldn't have necessarily slaughtered both of them inside, but certainly he achieves kapara because of the very first one that he slaughters. Shachat shtehen b'chutz chayav. If he takes both of them and slaughters them both outside as form of a service, so he'll be obligated for each of them. Achas b'fnim v'achas b'chutz pater. When it gets a little bit more complex is when we look at the following scenario. The first one he brings b'fnim properly. So at that point, once he brought it inside, he now achieved the kapara, and that second animal, which v'achas b'chutz, he will later bring outside. He's not going to be held accountable for that potter. The reason for that is because the only time a person is violates shchuti chutz or doing an avoda outside of the Beit HaMikdash is if that very same thing could be taken in the Beit HaMikdash and you could do the service properly with it. But since he already took one of the animals in which he brought properly in the Beit HaMikdash, now he no longer has any obligation, and that second animal is not considered to be fit to be brought into the Beit HaMikdash either. Achas b'chutz v'achas b'fnim, chayv al chitzona v'apanimis mechaperes. Based on the same logic, if you flip it around, if he first brought the animal outside, and then he brought the other one inside the Beit HaMikdash, so he's chayv al chitzona, he made a mistake by bringing a sacrifice which should have been brought in the Beit HaMikdash out, so he'll be held accountable for that, but the panim is mechaperes. He still had an obligation to bring this animal, and therefore, the fact that he did later bring the one properly in the Beit HaMikdash, he receives kapara, he receives atonement for that. Obviously, he has to make up for the other mistake he just made. Concludes the Mishnah, Keshem Shedama Poiteres Besara Kachu Poiteres Besar Chaverta. To wrap up this whole Mishnah, he says that just as when a person sprinkles the blood of a carbon, it poters the basar, the meat, namely, that as long as the zrikas adam, the sprinkling of the blood, takes place, then there's no longer prohibition of me'ilah, that one is not allowed to derive benefit from this meat, rather the kohanim are allowed to partake. Kahu poiteres basar chaverta. So too, as long as the first animal out of these two was brought properly, so now that he brings the second one outside, it poters him, he's not going to be held accountable for that second action by bringing it outside. We come to our message. Now, Maranai Chavetz Amansit Koyedet Rav Yadir. Got it.